Save the Manatee Club was founded in 1981. The club's Director of Science and Conservation, Kay Tripp, says the club is a key player in manatee protection.
Well, our organization, Save the Manatee Club, has several main focuses. We do a lot of public education and outreach to teach people about manatees and their environment. We also do a lot of advocacy work. So we'll lobby in Tallahassee to protect springs or other manatee habitat. We work with local government, state government, federal government to make sure that we have protection in place, you know, both for manatees and the water that they need to survive.
Christopher Steele is a native Florida artist whose focus is on the history and nature of Florida. He paints manatees while underwater.
Some years ago, some friends helped me engineer a heavy plastic box that had a rubber glove in it. Brushes Velcroed to the side, and my paints inside it has lights, and it hooks to my scuba tank to keep the pressure stable in it. I would use this box to sit on the bottom and do paintings. In some cases, I could paint the manatees in a contained environment and at Homosassa Springs.
Tripp from Save the Manatee Club says manatee habitats are heavily affected by humans both on land and in water.
Manatee habitat is basically affected by us, you know, by humans and by development. You know, everything that we do on land has an effect on what goes on in the waterways. So if we're talking about nutrient runoff or sedimentation, you know, that can block out sunlight so that it affects seagrass from growing, which is, of course, what the manatees eat. Anything that affects the quality of the water, we have to worry if there are some sort of health effects from manatees for swimming in that water.
Steele says Florida borders are one of the major causes of manatee injury and death.
When that would occur, and I was shocked to hear that it was all the time. They're killed all the time by boats sometimes from being tangled in things. Growing number of boaters who live further in, inside the state and can't afford to live on the waterfront and they have canals leading through, they get impatient with wanting to get out to the Gulf or to the bay, and they hate, you know, going at these idle speeds for hours at a time to get out. They would like to get out to where they want to boat as quick as they can.
Public awareness of the manatees is the key to their conservation. Jen Haley is with the Cultural and Civic Services Department of the City of Tarpon Springs. Haley says the city held its first manatee festival last January.
A lot of the people who came that day already knew a little bit about manatees and how much they like to watch them in the park, but they really didn't know that much about their history or their biology or how to protect them. They learned quite a bit about how dangerous propellers are, and they learned about not feeding them. I got a lot of comments and letters after the festival that were very complimentary, and they said they felt like they really learned so much more than they thought they knew about manatees and how special they are to Florida.
Protecting the manatees and their habitats are essential to keep these unique animals from extinction. There are designated boating speed zones in certain areas.
There are different rules depending on the county that you live in. Some of our counties are protected by manatee protection plans, so that will sort of govern where a facility can develop, and it also tries to keep development away from the most sensitive areas. Those counties that have manatee protection plans also have speed zones, and then there are some counties without a plan that also have a speed zone. Those can be in the most sensitive areas and idle speed. A lot of our zones are actually slow speed. We always try to encourage boaters to stay in the channels because that's where the deepest water is. But for manatees, a lot of times they also travel in the channels. They feel safer in the channels. So the speed zones, they give manatees more time to move out of the way. They give boaters more time to see the manatees and to change their behavior. Speed zones are actually considered one of the best tools that we have to protect manatees in Florida.
Protecting Florida is important for both native Floridians and for people moving in from other states.
When they come from an urban area and move here and they think, well, what's the big concern? Everything looks like it's alive here in Florida. But it's actually the nature here in Florida is in peril. The whole system is so fragile, and our drinking water is linked to everything that goes into the ground, and everything that goes into the ground ends up in the Gulf.
But Tripp says manatees also got smarter around the borders.
And they have learned. We've seen, you know, aerial footage and different documentation of manatees moving out of the way of boats. They're faced with these decisions almost constantly during their day. So it's, you know, the environment that they live in is just really, really complicated. And, you know, maybe they would be a little more willing sometimes to just throttle back on the speed a little bit and give them the time that they need to make their decisions and get out of the way.
There are many things that can be done both at public and at government level to save and aid their habitat. Haley, Steele, and Tripp say
activities like these festivals really contribute to conservation, mostly because of the children that we reach, because the sooner they learn about things like conservation and protection, it almost becomes part part of their life immediately as a way of life. I think the kids who came here on Manatee Day learned probably more than their parents.
Most of the people who really know about the issues with the manatees are working for the state of Florida. Some of the people who know best are really not able to speak out in public because that's part of their job as a scientist with the state, to not lobby or not to put forth their personal feelings about what they're doing.
There's something that every single person in Florida or visiting Florida can do to protect manatees. I mean, something as simple as being careful how much water you use in your home, because every drop of water that we use is literally water that we take away from manatees and from their habitat. Xeriscape our lawns so that we use less water outside. You know, just conserve more water in our homes. Have low flush toilets, low flush shower heads, things like that. So even if you live in the middle of the state and you don't live anywhere near a manatee, you can do that to help manatees. So literally, from writing a letter to turning off the faucet to being a careful boater, there really is something that every single person can do to protect manatees.
More information on the manatees can be found at savethemanatee.org. For WMNF, I'm Sadi Ahmed reporting.